The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Hear God's holy word as it is recorded for this morning in the Gospel of St. Mark in the 8th chapter. And Jesus left them and got into the boat again and went to the other side. Now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat. And he cautioned them, saying, "Watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. And Jesus, aware of this, said to them, "Why are you discussing the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive or understand? Are your hearts hardened? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" They said to him, 12. "And the 7 for the 4,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?" And they said to him, 7. And he said to them, "Do you not yet understand?" Almighty God, you exalted your Son to the place of all honor and authority. Enlighten our minds by your Holy Spirit, that confessing Jesus as Lord, we may be led into all truth. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Dear friends of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, yesterday we heard of those people who wanted to crown Jesus bread king because he had supplied them with the divine abundance of good food. Jesus hides from them. He does not submit to their request. People looking for Jesus as a means to an end. He gives them riches, deliverance, or insurance. Jesus does not fall for this. He rather wants to be seen for what he is. Namely, the end in itself, the highest good. And see, that's why the Pharisees and finally Herod and Pilate too are so evil, because they want to get rid of Jesus. They want to deal with the things of this world without God. And that's their huge danger for us. That's why they are real stumbling blocks for our faith. Because the Pharisees, they want us to believe that Jesus is just an idolater, somebody who leads us away from God. And Herod, also, you remember when the time was right, he got John the Baptist beheaded. And then later, even James, the brother of Jesus. He was not instrumental in getting Jesus crucified, but he did not stand up for Jesus either, although he could find no guilt against him. Now, Jesus says, watch out for those who want to lead you away from me. Do not be misled by this or by that. Rather know that I am the one who was sent by God the Father. I and the Father are one. Recognize me as the Savior of the world. Believe in me as the way to the Father. Follow me as the truth. And watch me as I am the one on whom your salvation, your life, and your everything depends. For it's all really about Jesus here. Now, the disciples had the wonderful opportunity of learning from Jesus. It's very much like a seminary, really. You as students, too, are brought here to seminary to learn to distinguish what really matters and not to be distracted by all the other things in this life which could distract you from seeing what really matters. You know, that is why there are people who care for you, that you don't have to go about other business. You can concentrate on learning those things which really are of concern to you. You do not have to be concerned about where will I get my medical help when I fall ill. You do not have to worry about your family. Even your children are taken care of at school or in the daycare center. That is all not an end in itself, but rather so that you are free to do what you are called to do. Like Eli, who points out to Samuel, listen to the voice of God. Don't get distracted and think it's me. Rather, listen to the voice of the Lord who's calling you. And Samuel was called in that way to hear and be attentive to what the Lord really wanted of him. The disciples, although they follow Jesus now for quite a while already, they've seen miracles and wonders, they are distracted by the things of this world. Here it is by the lack of bread or by not sufficient bread as they see it. They've got a loaf of bread, and experience should have taught them that that's ample. If Jesus is around, that's not one of their concerns. But they think that's the big issue. They don't see what Jesus is really getting at. And he says to the disciples, don't you understand? Do you not perceive? Do you not really, are your hearts still hardened? See, that is beneath all of it. It comes down to this sinful ignorance on our part. We can't just say, well, I didn't know, because ignorance is no excuse. Ignorance doesn't make us innocent. But rather, when our hearts are hardened, they don't believe and trust in Christ as they should. They do not love God above all else, but are still busy with the things of this world. And Jesus goes and shows these disciples, haven't I shown you so much already? I have preached the word of God to you in long sermons already. And still you don't perceive. Having ears you don't hear. Having eyes you don't see. Is it still that your hearts are still so hardened? With just 5 loaves and after feeding 5,000, 12 baskets of leftovers. That's a big miracle and wonder. But it was no fluke, a once-time lucky or something, but rather the 7 loaves for the 4,000 leaving over 7 baskets show that this is God's way of doing it, of caring for you and taking these issues of the world in divine power so that they will not prevent you from seeing who I really am. Our Lord Jesus Christ leads the disciples so that they will recognize him. I tried to come up with a part where after his ascension and after Pentecost, they were still concerned about this or that issue of their life. I can't remember any. I know that in Jerusalem, when the Greeks were not taken care of, the Greek widows, it was just an issue of administration, and those deacons were installed to take care of that. There was enough for all. Yes, even when everybody had sold everything, the diaspora took care of the needs of the saints there in Jerusalem. I don't recall Peter or St. John or St. Paul even complaining about not having enough when they were now going about the business of the Lord, even though he had very clearly said, don't take more than 1 pair of shoes and 1 coat and these things which we know of them. Always they were well taken care of. Now, this is written down for us so that we would also take faith and that we would not be disheartened, not let our hearts get calloused with the worries of this world when all the worries just take over. No, we leave our anxieties behind by putting our trust and faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who calls us and says, go, and I'm with you all the days of my life and of your life, even to the ends of the world, as you go about your calling of making disciples all nations, as we've heard the Sunday before. Our Lord Jesus Christ says, watch out. Watch out for what I have done, and see that I am the same then, today, and also tomorrow. Therefore, do not be anxious about these things, what you will eat and what you will get dressed with. Rather know that God, who takes care of the lilies on the field, he takes care of you too. He who takes care of the birds of the sky takes care of you also. So therefore, do not worry, but rather worry about these things. But rather worry about him who can destroy your soul in hell by getting you to lose faith in him, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And the peace of our Lord, which passes all understanding, bless and keep you now and forever. Amen.